This is Fresh Air. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of the latest release from Baseku Kouyaté, a veteran bandleader and musician from Mali. Milo says rock and soul come together on his band's fourth album, Ba Power.
This song, Wate, by Baseku Kouyaté and his band Ngoni Ba, warns, be prepared, there is a time for everything. And I would add, not always the time you expect. The cliché structure of a popular musician's career has the start filled with wild and noisy recordings that over time settle down, mature, and become more reflective. That has not been the case with Mali's Baseku Kouyaté. Born in 1966, Kouyaté comes from a venerable line of musicians called griots, a cultural tradition in which the men play the lute like ngoni and the women do the singing. Kouyaté was enough of a prodigy among his many brothers that he had trouble tearing himself away from soccer to discipline himself with practice sessions. But eventually he helped revolutionize the place of his instrument in Malian music. As Kouyaté played alongside older masters such as Toumani Diabaté, Ali Farka Touré, and Taj Mahal, he gradually formulated the idea for a group with multiple ngonis, using amplification and wah-wah pedals with added drums and percussion, and of course the penetrating vocals of his wife, Ami Sako. This became the band Ngoni Ba, and their fourth album, Ba Power, finally breaks fully into the territory Kouyaté envisioned, with fierce tracks like this, which translates as Beware. In one way, this is an old story, with electricity giving traditional instruments more punch and modernity. But Kouyaté has gotten his ngonis to rock out in their own language. He's uncovered a sound. Other bright musical ideas spread all over Ba Power. Two tracks rework traditional griot praise songs, a form that offers tributes to friends, patrons, mentors, relatives, and ancestors, and can seem opaque unless, presumably, you are the target of the praise. Kouyaté's arrangements here feature instrumental breaks that don't extend the soothing mood, but rip right into the proceedings, making the song suggest praise jams. One surprise bonus is a stretch of dreamy but slightly caustic trumpet and keyboards from experimental rock veteran John Hassell. Not all of the outstanding passages on Ba Power bristle or growl. The final song, which translates as Not Forever, mixes Ami Sako's voice and the Ngoni at its most finger-picking lyrical into a workout that is the most satisfying sort of catchy. Not Forever has a more melancholy, thoughtful message than the music might suggest. A theme that runs through Ba Power is the restless movement of time and the transience of all human conditions. This applies to the tensions of war and ethnic rivalries, the loneliness of being removed from friends and family, whether by distance or death. And Not Forever offers a reminder that no rich and powerful leader, benevolent or otherwise, can rule forever, and that people must be prepared for such transitions. My favorite line in this fierce and philosophical album is, "Even if you rule for 100 years or 100 days, one day you will leave. Life is like that."
Milo Miles reviewed Ba Power on the Glitter Beat label. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about dealing with severe depression during pregnancy, the risks of staying on antidepressants, and the risks of stopping. My guest will be Andrew Solomon, who wrote about this in Sunday's New York Times Magazine. There's a new edition of his National Book Award-winning book about depression, The Noonday Demon, with a new chapter describing the latest treatments for depression, which we'll talk about too. Join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.